everyone, and welcome to this week's Good Work Show. We are back with you again.
Yes, we are, and we have a good one for you today. You know, as the world is reopening, I feel like we're going to get more of these things, like our events that all were kind of moving virtual last year. We'll start to see some of these things, maybe like a hybrid thing, and we might have to actually start putting on dresses and stuff again.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's hard pressed if I put on something that doesn't have a Nike check on it.
I just saw a post from
the stuff I have.
Right.
Nike.
I just saw a post from friend of Goodwill and the Good Work Show, Dave Moody. He just posted on LinkedIn about an event that he went to, and it was black tie. So he had on the top, he had on his tuxedo jacket, but on the bottom, he had on flannel pants and flip flops. And he's like, can we just make this? But I will say, when I lived in, when I was in DC, there was always like for inauguration or during at certain times of the year, there was always the, it was like a blue jeans. Was it black tie and boots, or it was like blue jeans and something? Like there was always like this one like gala or whatever during the year, but there was some twist on it where it was like you would wear denim, or it was like you'd wear a cocktail dress, but then you would wear cowboy boots or something like that. Like there was always like a thing. And I'm starting to feel like there's going to be two people that come out of this pandemic. Like there's the people that can't wait to like go all out. And then there's going to be the other half of us that are like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I might be in the middle. I had to go, well, the Good Work Show folks know when I recorded the show from the DeKalb Chamber the other day, and I had to go out, and you know, there was part of it was kind of like, oh, this is, it'd be interesting to put on clothes, but then that quickly faded. So I'm not sure where I will land in that. I'm on the spectrum. I feel like I'd be in the middle of it, but closer to the side where no.
I think whatever it is that pulls me out into the thing where it's like, okay, I have to put on a dress and do hair and makeup and put on heels and carry a clutch back. Like it's going to have to be a spectacular occasion.
Yeah. That I feel first. Like we should just casual it up all there. I'd have stuff that I know on some respects, there's a lot of stuff being wasted in my closet right now. this is a definite waste. And so I say this with a little hesitancy because I don't want to necessarily get rid of the stuff, but I also don't want to have to use the stuff. So I'm talking out of both sides. About right now. However, I feel like we should just, in the grand scheme of life, just go casual. I mean, what's wrong with jeans and J's all the time? I mean,
the sneaker ball that we went to, I fully support the sneaker ball.
Absolutely.
I just think that we need to, I think there is a place to reconsider a lot of stuff that we've been doing. And I'm just like, I don't know why everybody can't go to work in jeans. What are we trying to prove? Like, yeah. Exactly. I had a boss at one time that was like, she felt that it was unprofessional not to wear pantyhose. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's, did she live in the South?
Yes.
Well.
And it was hot. And I was like, the pantyhose gonna melt to your body. I'm like, I can't imagine that what I'm saying is less professional if I'm in a dress and heels and no pantyhose, and then a dress and heels and pantyhose. I'm like, I can't imagine that makes that much of, like, really, you shouldn't even be looking at my legs. Let's be honest. Like, you should be looking at that. Well, but you know, I think
the whole denim thing is going to be a step up from what everybody has been doing the last year and a half, which was pajama pants, shorts and slides, or whatever the heck, or nothing, or their underwear. So I feel like moving to jeans is more professional. Like that's way more professional than what you have gotten over. So just count your blessings and go.
Right.
Because we all have had it on. I don't care what position you were. I guarantee you didn't come to work on Zoom in a full suit or with pantyhose in the
and if you did, then we need to talk. Cause like, if anybody was to, now I do have friends, I will say, I do know people who said that they did get up every day and put, like, they did not do the whole sweatpant thing, that they actually did get up and put on jeans. They did wear like jeans or khakis or something, because they were like, I have to create this separation. Like if I, they were like, I feel like if I went down that path, it would just be,
I never come back. Like, there is a different, there's some people who have that mind control. It's just a different mindset. Like I respect people who have that. I don't have that. That's not a challenge that I live with. I can have on pajamas and I will be, that will be the best meeting that you have had.
Right. Because I was definitely, well, we always had, growing up, even we had school clothes and home clothes.
Yes, yeah.
So we all, so like, I've always grown up in this whole space of like, when I come home, I change clothes. Change clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, my outside clothes are not my inside clothes. Mm-hmm. So if I'm inside, I'm wearing inside clothes and inside shoes. And
we had a clothes drawer. You had to, you couldn't, first of all, you couldn't wear your school clothes outside to play, because then you got in trouble. You're like, why do you have those clothes on outside riding your bike? No.
Yes. That does not, really, the clothes from last school year became the play clothes for the next school year or whatever, as long as you could wear them. But yeah, we came home and we changed clothes, and you know, I have like lounge stuff, and then when I go to bed, then that's another set of whatever. So
yeah,
it's, I mean, I change clothes. It's just that I'm just really changing from one pair of yoga pants to another pair of yoga at this point. It's like, these are the outside yoga pants and these are the inside yoga pants.
Yeah. Well, hey, it works.
But, yeah, but like, anyway, the world is rapidly changing around us again. So we'll have to adjust. But I do think that, you know, I think the whole conversation going back to normal is just crazy. I think we need to figure out what the new normal is. Because here's the thing. I haven't had a cold in a year and a half, so I don't know that I'm ever going to not wear a mask anymore, because I like not having a sore throat and the sniffles.
You know what?
That's twice a year.
That's great. that's a win. But anyway, on our show today, ladies and gentlemen, we have Marianne Woods, who is the immediate past president for the National Coalition of 100 Black Women's Mecca Chapter. And they have an event coming up that is going to be virtual, but it'll be a virtual fun party. So you are not going to want to miss all the details about that. And it's a party with a purpose. So it is all going to be able to help and support our youth in Atlanta, in the metro Atlanta area, as they are matriculating to college. So we want to make sure that we tune in for that. And we'll be right back when we hear from Marianne Woods. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to The Good Work Show. We are excited to have Marianne Woods with us. And she is the immediate past president for the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, the Mecca chapter. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, so you know what? Talk to us about the organization first. I know you've got some exciting things coming up that we want to make sure that we share with the audience before you go today. But talk to us about the National Coalition for 100 Black Women, what you do, what the mission is, and give us a little bit of that background.
Absolutely. So the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Incorporated at the national level is an organization that was founded for the purpose of advocating on behalf of Black women and girls. And we do so unapologetically. The organization, from a national perspective, we have about 61 chapters across 28 states, and we're continuing to grow. The local presence of the organization is where I reside, and that is, I am the immediate past president of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Incorporated Mecca chapter, where of course our mission is the same as the national chapter, and we do the work, advocacy work, in the areas of our, what we call program areas of health, economic empowerment, which we have coined Sisternomics, civic engagement, which includes public policy and legislating, as well as education. And we do that work here in the metropolitan Atlanta area. And the MECA chapter primarily services, you know, South Fulton and back on back to Palmetto.
Fantastic. I do want to talk about a little bit about some of the programming that you do offer. And of course, we have to start with Sisternomics, because now I just need to know what that is and what it's all about. Because we want to make sure that people know if they're here in the area and it's something that they're interested in, or that there's programs that are available to them, that they know how to connect with you to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. So our Sisternomics program, and I will tell you the beauty, the thing that I think is so cool about Sisternomics is the organization has trademarked that name. Right. And so so Sisternomics is where we go in and we make certain that one of our overall missions of the organization or visions is to create a world where Black women and girls are able to live without experiencing social or economic inequity. Right. And so the Sisternomics program is purposed to educate Black women and girls, and when we do our events, that's our target, our niche market, if you may. But when we do our events, we open it up to whoever wants to participate, right? So sometimes we have men, especially when we did a major several events on cryptocurrency, right? And so teaching people about alternative currency, teaching people how to build wealth, teaching people about home ownership. Right. Anything that falls in that economic empowerment space, that is what our Sisternomics program is all about. But again, with the major focus on the advocacy for Black women and girls, making certain that we know how to build wealth for ourselves and to establish wealth whereby we're leaving a legacy for our the young girls that are coming behind.
Nice. And you mentioned health in one of those things too, and sort of the pillars of programs that you offer. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're offering in that space?
Absolutely. So when it comes to health, I'll mention two of our primary initiatives. Well, three. So three of our primary initiatives, because you can't mention one without one, is that fighting obesity. Right. And heaven forbid, we talk about the fact that we're now emerging from having been on lockdown for so long. Mm-hmm. And, you know, someone asked me, you know, did you experience the COVID-5? I said, no, I experienced the COVID-20. So, you know, working on obesity and how we make certain that we are treating our bodies as a temple so that it can help sustain us and make us be able to be agile in other areas. That's one of our initiatives. Another initiative is metabolic syndrome, right? Making certain that we are aware of how to stay healthy and not find ourselves impacted by diseases that fall under the category of metabolic syndrome. And another one that we picked up probably a couple of years ago and are forging forward with, and that is maternal mortality. Right. And how the rates for that affect and impact African-American women at alarming rates above and beyond any of our other sisters of other races. So that's an example of some of those things. And one of the things that I didn't mention, and as we get to talk about the scholarship fundraiser event, we also have a major part of our program that falls under our education and mentoring piece, which is a youth mentoring program for girls called the Little Ladies of Mecca. And all of these programming areas that we're talking about, we also make certain that we are educating them in those areas as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. So before we get to the event, I just want to make sure that folks know where or how they connect with the programming. So is the organization a membership organization? So are members eligible to participate, or is it that the members are putting these things on for other people? How does that actually work for people to be able to connect with the programming and kind of engage with the really good information it sounds like you're sharing?
Great question. So the organization is a 501c3 organization. It is a 501c3 organization with members. So we have individuals who become members of our chapter, and we then go about the business of performing the advocacy work in those program areas that I talked about. The work, when we perform that work, of course, charity begins at home. So in addition to leading, training, and developing our own members, we collectively as a membership go out to advocate in the communities by putting on workshops, by doing seminars, by providing a wealth of information and opportunities for people to participate. Because of the pandemic, our organization does have directive in place that we're still in a virtual space. And we transitioned into that very well. So we do a lot of events that can be found on Eventbrite, also at our webpage, nc100bwmeccaga.org. And I'll spell that out again as we keep moving forward. But information on our webpage that talks about the events that we're doing. People can register and attend, be it virtually, and soon, hopefully, we'll be back in person.
Fantastic.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
So we're on events, and so we might as well just go ahead and get into it, because you have a big event coming up that everybody can participate in one way, shape, form, or fashion. So go ahead and give us the lowdown on your scholarship event and every piece of sort of what people can get plugged into coming up.
Absolutely. So let me go ahead and give you the huggy lowdown on our event, right? So as we talk about our event, let me say, first of all, this is the 9th annual signature event for our chapter. And the event was originally coined because in person, it's a scholarship fundraiser and fashion extravaganza, right? We had a huge fashion show produced by, none other than Dwight Eubanks, from the Housewives of Atlanta, the Purple Door Salon, celebrity extraordinaire. And because we are in a virtual space, we are replicating the same event, but virtually. So this year is our 9th annual scholarship fundraiser and fashion flair. And the theme is party with a purpose. And so the purpose of this event is for us to raise scholarship money to fund our scholarships for the participants of our Little Ladies of Mecca program. What do I mean by that? Here's what I mean specifically. Each one of our eligible graduating seniors receives a $5,000 scholarship towards their post-secondary education that's paid over the course of their matriculation. And so we've got youth in our program, and we need to be able to fund that. Our participants in our Little Ladies of Mecca program begin with what we call rising eighth graders. So from eighth grade on up to the 12th grade. I'm going to answer this question in advance because people always say, oh, how can my daughter get in, right? Though the requirement is, in order to be eligible to get the scholarship money, the participants have to have been in the program for a minimum of at least 3 years, right? And so that means that the latest they can join is the sophomore year of high school, right? And so this year, because of the pandemic, as we had a huge graduating class last year, we have one graduating senior this year, and who will receive her big honorary big check in scholarship presentation during the award, during the presentation, but also during this event, we highlight the National Coalition of 100 Black Women Incorporated, Mecca chapter in particularly, and the work that we do so that our patrons and sponsors can see where their funding has gone, right, throughout the year. We also highlight our program so people understand that. We highlight the opportunity for scholarships for young girls in our community. The other thing that we do is, because we're an organization who advocates on behalf of African-American women and girls unapologetically, we highlight the achievements of African-American women in the community, in the areas of health, education, civic engagement, sisternomics. And we also have two Lifetime Achievement Awards that we give away. And one is the Harriet Tubman Trailblazer Award, and the other is a Pioneer of Excellence Award. And so we've got our honorees. As a matter of fact, one of our honorees for the civic engagement is a lady by the name of Marian McDaniel. She's the first Black female fire chief for Rockdale County. So I want to give you an idea of the type of accomplishments that these women are actually receiving as honorees for our program. The program itself, this year is going to be a humdinger. We've got Grits and Jelly Butter, who we will be performing, doing live performance for us. We've got a comedian by the name of Mario Torre. Of course, we have none other than Dwight Eubanks, who will do fashion segments, giving tips on do's and don'ts, right? And a wealth of other things that will go on. We've got a silent auction, and you know, you name it, we've got it. Ticket prices are $50 for our gold partner status, and for our diamond partner VIP ticket purchasers, $75. And those individuals get to participate in a pre-reception from 6 p.m. to 6:45, with a whole full-on 30-minute concert by Grits and Jelly Butter.
Fantastic. So where do they get the tickets? How do people get those tickets?
So they can get to, I'm going to send them to the easiest place ever, our website, and that is www.nc100bwmeccaga.org. What I said was NC100BW, MeccaGA.org.
Fantastic. Well, Marian, this has been great. We're so glad that you all are celebrating your 9th year, and the pandemic did not stop you. You're going to continue to do that. Congratulations to this year's scholarship winner. What county is she in?
She's in Fulton County.
Fulton County. Well, congratulations to her. And we wish her the best, and we wish the organization the best. Of course, you have heard the website, ladies and gentlemen, so please go on and get your tickets. It's going to be
great. I'm sorry, one quick question. What's the date of the event, Marian?
Oh, my gosh.
We forgot all about that. We were just so excited about the event.
I know.
It is June 5th.
Okay.
2021, the main event for gold ticket holders will begin at 7 p.m., right? Get on early. And the pre-reception for our Diamond Partner VIP ticket holders will begin at 6 p.m.
All right. I'm so glad you asked that, Trenise.
I know, right? That would have been
that. Yeah.
I'd have been in big trouble.
No problem. I got you.
So everybody, you have a couple of weeks before this event happens, but don't wait too long because you don't want to get left out of this one. So thank you, Marian, so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it, and definitely appreciate the work that you all are continuing to do every single day to make sure that we uplift and educate our Black women across the nation. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Elaine and Trenise. Thank you for having us.